Boogie.
Good morning.
In the morning. Fourth one.
Stuff that you have in your house that your other half won't allow you to throw out. So it's something you got in the house and it's doing your nut in because it just takes up space and you don't like it. It's horrible. But you can't throw it out because your other half won't let you because they got it from their granny in 1974 and it has some sentimental value to it. Karen Adams says, my other half has a TV, like an old portable TV, in the shape of a helmet. You know, like a helmet, like a...
Oh, it's like a space age sort of thing.
Like like a motorbike rider would wear a helmet. Well, it's a telly that's kind of shaped like that. And it just sits there. It doesn't even have free view. He thinks it's going to be worth money one day. It's not. The only thing it's worthy of is the bin.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
There speaks a true partner. Kirsty Hunter, 6,718,464 Sky Sports football stat books. Boxed up in the cupboard because obviously he might need to know who scored some ridiculous pointless game in 19 canteen when he's a football manager.
And Google doesn't exist, does it?
Nah.
So, yeah, I think...
Get rid of them.
How many magazines did she say? 6 million?
6 million.
I think there's probably about 9 or 10 books in total there. Yeah. Alana, this is great. Now, there'll be so many people who go, yes, yes, that's you, that's you. Alana says, our house is full of empty packaging boxes for the things that we have. He won't throw out the boxes because he says one day we'll need that box. No, you winnie.
Who doesn't? Who has the room for all the packaging? Because everything comes in tons of packaging.
If you've got a loft or a garage, you know, when you buy a telly, it comes in that enormous box.
Yeah. Well, the polystyrene.
That's right. Oh, you keep the polystyrene inside the
but
box.
It gets damp if you keep it in the garage. You can't use it again.
I know that. Alana knows that, but her other half doesn't.
Oh, get him sorted, Alana.
Obviously.
And I love this. Jodie Thompson. My husband has every single trophy he's ever won and every single football top he's ever owned in our loft. Not to mention, he bought a spade for the garden recently. Our garden is all stone, patio and decking. Might come in handy one day, he says. That'll be for the body.
The bodies,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better look after yourself, Jodie.
I'd make sure that patio is well screwed down. Wow. Who buys a spade when they haven't got a garden? That's mad.